Aircheckdownloads.com.
By the way, do you like Tears of Fears? If you do, it's going to be quite an Easter weekend for you. Stick around, I'll tell you more in the next half an hour or so. Roxette, It Must Have Been Love from your best music variety for Canterbury, Whitstable and Herne Bay. KMFM 106. Hello, good afternoon. This is Tony Simon. I hope life's treating you good today. What a night I had. The best night's sleep in ages. Or so I thought. That's until one's attention was caught by a little voice in the middle of the night that said, "Uncle, I can't get back to sleep." And it was Dominic. "Come on then, Dominic," I said, "in you get." Little did I know, there and then, he'd brought his cassette player in, which he listens to his bedtime stories on. So I got Winnie the Pooh Goes to Eeyore's Party at 3:30 this morning. Very nice it was too. It's actually Tom Baker who tells the story. And about the only thing I didn't hear him say was, "Meanwhile, Lou and Andy went to the store to buy Winnie the Pooh some honey."
I want that one.
Daniel Bedingfield's Never Gonna Leave Your Side. Emily with loads more like that. 10 until 1 at night. Sunday to Thursday on the KMFM Love Shack. St. Patrick's Day. Wonder what she's got lined up for St. Patrick's Day. How will she connect St. Patrick to Love tonight? Find out between 10 and 1. A quick hello to everybody working hard at Café St. Pierre in the High Street, Canterbury City Centre. Thanks for having us on. And the Half Moon and Seven Sisters Pub. Hello to you at the street in Preston, celebrating St. Patrick's Day today. I'm surprised, actually, that they can hear this. Those who are working out the back in the kitchen, getting the food ready. They're serving loads of Irish stew out the main bit of the pub. There's live music going on all day. The Fling are playing there for another half an hour. And then this evening, it's a Billy Shears tribute. Billy Shears was the character played by Ringo Starr on the Sgt. Pepper album. So I think that's giving you a guess that it'll be Beatles music all night long. Well, for a couple of hours anyway, 9 till 11. Have a good night. Thanks for telling us all about it. All the gang there, including Colin and Darren. Thanks for switching over to KMFM. Welcome aboard. I brought a couple of summer CDs in today as the sun's out, and I'll play the old selection through the afternoon. Thought I'd start with this. Hope you don't mind, Don Henley. No. KMFM is the takeover, dedications, and create your own ends to a joke today. What do you call a man with a carrier bag on his head? It's only because I saw a man with a carrier bag on his head in St. Dunstan's this morning on the way into KMFM. Seriously, not an umbrella, a carrier bag on his head. Quite a state-of-the-art invention, I thought, and at the time I did find it rather amusing, so I thought that's why we would incorporate the joke with your version of events to end it into the KMFM takeover today. There's a Stereophonics album involved. Cruiser Crew Nikki is going to deliver it for you sometime next week if you have the winning end to the joke today. Thank you if you're one of the many working in shops, taking time out of your busy lifestyle to give us a ring with your end to what you call a man with a carrier bag on his head. I think it's time I answered some more phones. Hello, KMFM.
Hiya.
Hiya.
Answer the joke.
What you call a man with a carrier bag on his head?
Russell.
Hey! Yes, that's one. That one's made me grin the biggest so far, I think. Well done. That was Richard, actually. Richard, compliments of Natalie. They're both selling curtains today. Who else have we got here? Oh, we've got a hairdresser on the phone. A hairdresser called called Mandy, I believe.
Bag it if you want to get ahead.
Bag it if you want to get ahead.
Yes.
Hmm. There comes a time when things start to go downhill rather slowly. I think this is the time.
That's what you have when you have a comedian, or think she is.
Yeah. I would stick to placing old ladies' heads under dryers.
Okay then.
If
bye.
I were you. Thank you very much.
Bye.
Bye bye. Cheers, Mandy. Good thing, Fine Young Cannibals. So I wonder what Roland Gift's doing now. Yeah. I suppose he went back to stripping, do you? I discovered last night, this is KMFM by the way, I discovered last night that perhaps I was not the only one who was becoming a little disillusioned with Coronation Street. A mate of mine texted me late last night to say the same while I was watching it on ITV2, but I started getting excited again because it started getting exciting. At Tommy's funeral, the police were there, and I reckon they know who done it already. Then, of course, Casey cracked at the very end. I tell you what I was appalled with, though, last night on the telly. I think it's called Celebrities Exposed. I wasn't really paying too much attention to it. And is it any wonder, really? Famous people who you don't see that often, like Bob Mills, the comedian, who I think is very funny, don't get me wrong, having a go at other celebrities they don't really have that much respect for. Like the Beckhams. Quite a few of the celebrities in last night's edition were having a go at the Beckhams. If somebody could honestly put it down convincingly enough in black and white that they were a dysfunctional family, which was the view that was coming across in this programme last night, I really would be delighted to see it. There's a lot of jealous people out there. Tabloid journalists are certainly the worst ones. David and Victoria have worked hard to get where they are today. They're a lovely couple. Shut up and leave them alone. For crying out loud. I mean, come on. David might want to come back and play full-time for his country shortly, as I'm sure you'll have heard. Partly for the sake of his family. Now, what's dysfunctional about that? Answer me that. Come on. AirCheckDownloads.com.